Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, peace and greetings, everyone. I guess I am live on Blog Talk. I don't know if I can be heard. Hopefully somebody will come in the chat room and let me know if I can be heard. We're going to just kind of test this out a little bit here and see. So I guess we'll see. We'll see whether or not this is going to work for us. And we'll take a look. We'll take a look. We'll take a look. And yeah, we're gonna kind of see if this works. We'll be checking it out. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue at the Oracle. Esther will be joining me here in just a second as we get ready to test out and see whether or not we're able to. One, I can't get in the chat room still, so that's a big bother. But I want to see if the hi-fi is working and at least make sure that that's good to go. So we'll be able to see if that's going to work for us or not, or not, or not, or not. So let me see if I can call Esther and see if she can get in. Hey, Esther, are you there? Okay, see if you can get in. I'm already live, so I don't know if anybody can hear me. Is it not working for you? I'm still banned from the chat room. Don't know why. And can't even imagine why I'm banned from my own chat room, but anywho. I'm already live. I have Tess. Really? I have Tess Hi-Fi. I'm talking right now been on the line for 3 minutes and 21 seconds. Wow. Yeah, we're doing. Yeah, try the Direct Connect to see. See if it will allow you to log in. I don't see you in. I see a guest in the chat room. So is that you? Okay. All right. Yeah, I hear the Direct Connect. Let's see if it'll connect you. Let's see. Okay, somebody's on the line. Welcome. We're doing a test show. So glad that you can join us here, 505. We're just doing a little test show, just trying to see if we can be heard and if we can get on the line. Let's see. So why does this say co-host to the show? See if you're there now, Esther. Yeah, try to call in and see if there's anyone in the chat room. We do want you to know if you're a guest and you're joining us, click the link at the bottom. But if you're in chat, we want to know if you can hear us. But I don't see the new number in the board. So you see the new number? Okay. So we have the new number. So we have to definitely make. Okay. Yeah. Try the old one. See if it'll work. And I'm going to see who's on the line. Let's go to 505. 505. Hello. Hold the line. I don't even know if they can hear me. If you guys are on the phone lines and you can you hear me? Okay. Well, let's hang up the phone. Okay, we're going to hang up the phone. All right. Open your mic, Esther, since you can hear me. So we can talk.
Yeah, I am.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you.
Okay, you sound nice and clear. How do I sound?
Sound very clear.
Okay.
Very clear.
Same here. You sound very, very clear. So welcome to the remix, you guys. I'm your host, Miss Blue the Oracle. And of course, the other host, Esther, is on the line with me. And we're just kind of doing the test show because we want to make sure that everything works. If you can get into chat, we would love for somebody to be in the chat room to make sure that you guys can hear us in chat as well as hear us on the phone. You can star six and press one. Well, not star six and press one. Sorry, wrong place. Just press one to put your hand up if you want to say something or have a question. We're only going to be here for a few minutes. We're just kind of testing some things out. So I want to say thank you to everybody who is on the phone lines and showing up here. Yeah, let's go to the 00 number. I don't know. It may be a Skype number. Greetings, yes, Susan.
Yes,
yes,
yes, can you hear me good?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, we appreciate your show. I don't know what is the show tonight because BTR was hacked by jihadists today. So that's why a lot of problems they have had. So there was traffic from Middle East and jihadist, you know, hacked BTR.
Oh, okay. All right. So well,
that's why there was not so many shows available, you know. So I don't know what your show topic is tonight.
Well, actually, we're just testing out the show. And I guess whatever problems they were having, those problems were fixed. So that's the good thing.
It's almost solved, yes. But it was it was down almost 12, 13 hours today.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because they use Microsoft. And that's why, you know, they should use Linux. Linux is better system and they will not have this problem again. But unfortunately, they have signed the contract with the stupid Microsoft. So it's hard for them to get out and to become Linux, which is free to the old people of the world.
Okay. Well, you sound like you're pretty knowledgeable in that. Maybe you can send them some information and let them know that they should do that.
No, they hear us. I mean, they monitor all the shows, so they hear us.
Okay.
You know, they know exactly what I meant. They know Linux. They know that all the main companies in the world, they have changed their system to Linux. And F-35 use Linux, tanks in USL use Linux, army educations, many universities in the all over the world.
I'm
in Argentina. Yeah, Linux is a famous, you know? Are you familiar with Linux?
Yes, I am.
And so, which one do you know? Do you know Linux Ubuntu, Mint, or OpenSUSE?
Open source.
No, open source. Open source is another version of the Linux.
Yes.
Yeah. You see, we have Ubuntu, we have Linux Mint, we have open source, and we have Red Hat. And so, but the three major ones are Ubuntu.
You know what? I have a question. Linux. What is the Red Hat? What's the Red Hat?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, redhead is mostly is server, you know, and server, and most of them, they are using it in medical field too. And, you know, NASA uses Linux. I mean, you remember this space shuttle they sent, which is now in Venus, Venus right now. They're sending us the information. That computer is fully is Linux, based on Linux code.
Okay.
And, you know, Apple is Linux. Remember, Apple uses 70% of the Linux codes, and they have a 30% of their own codes, and then they sell you a system for $2,000. But Linux itself is free operating system, as you say, is open source. Because there is no licensing fee ever is involved. You can put in as many as computer you like, and it has everything that you can do with Apple or Microsoft. Microsoft is 20% Linux, by the way. They use 20%, and their server is totally Linux, by the way.
Well, interesting. Microsoft server, thank you. What is your name, please?
My name is Mazda, M-A-Z-D-A.
Oh, Mazda? Yeah, and where are you calling? Yeah, and where are you calling from?
Orlando.
Oh, Orlando. Well, thank you so much for that information. That was very, very helpful for us to understand.
What system do you use? What system do you guys using?
We're using Blog Talk system via Apple computer.
Okay, Apple. So Apple is Linux, but it's 70% code of Linux. And then how much you paid for your Apple computer? $1,000 or $2,000?
Well, I didn't. It was actually a gift for me. So I was.
But I know you're lucky, but in the, I mean, at least minimum was $1,000. But
yeah, it's expensive.
But we Linux user, we get any computer, the latest computers, and we put Linux in it, and it not only it values up, but also you know, it's we don't have to spend $1,000 for it. You know, we spend for $300, $400 latest computer, but it has everything. Linux will update everything for you when you put the disk to it. And anyway, the bottom, if you have any more questions, ask me, because since
I will. Thank you so, so very much. Hold the line for us. Thank you so much for that.
Sure.
Yes. Oh, well, that was really cool. We kind of got a computer lesson here. So hopefully if you guys were listening, you can hear that the gentleman was telling us it's better to have a Linux operating system because it's more secure. It is a free system. You can get it as an open source, or you can get other versions of it, but it's really excellent and beautiful to work with. I don't know where all of you guys came from. Esther, you see everybody?
Yes, I need to test music before we run out of time, because we got like 50 seconds left. So let me just play a song.
Okay.
Pop the sound. Let me play Baby
And Blue. Let me see if I can go
The remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
Mm-hmm. So true. I'm going to add a couple of more minutes on the line. I'm going to see if I can go in here really, really quick. I think we can. And we're just want to welcome you guys. Welcome you guys, because we are testing the system tonight on the Remix Radio, just making sure everything is good to go. And if I can get back in here, let's see. And just making sure everything is good to go for the show tomorrow. If you're in the chat room, we definitely thank you for being in the chat room. If you're on the phone lines, we thank you for being on the phone lines as well. I'm going to try to put some more minutes on here really quick, Esther. if it will let me. I don't know if it will let me do. It says edit, but let me go back.
I think we already in.
Are we in the after hours? I don't think it gives an option to edit the time. So we are going to keep talking just until we can, so we can see what's going on making sure that everything works. You guys can press your hand, start press one to come on the phone lines if you want to say something, if you want to share something. If you're in chat and you can hear us, we would love to know that, just to know how the sound is sounding. I see lots of familiar numbers here. So it's beautiful just to see you guys coming in. And we want to make sure that you can hear us clear. I'm going to go to 5107. 5107, you're live on Planet Remix. Who's on the line, please?
Hello.
Hello.
Peace.
Hello. Peace. Who's on the line?
This is Danielle calling from the Bay Area.
Okay, greetings to you, Danielle, from the Bay Area. Good to have you on the line.
Hi, Esther. Want to make sure I say hello.
Esther is there. I think she's there, or she may have stepped away.
So. Can you hear me?
Oh, she's there.
Yes.
I can hear you. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, I guess I just pressed one. I can got an email that you all, or I guess that you were testing. I didn't know what was going on, but I'm like, it's Thursday. It's not Friday.
No, we will be live tomorrow night, and we got a beautiful show planned tomorrow as well. But we wanted to come on this evening and just kind of test things out, because we are in participating in the hi-fi testing. So we wanted to make sure that, one, the sound was okay. Two, from what we understand, there could possibly be a change of number. So if you guys log into the Remix or you get an invite and somehow it sends you a different number, then it's very possible that that number will be the new number. And we're aware of that. We just don't know when the change is going to take place. So, yes, okay, go ahead, Esther.
Okay. I said that that is the new number. So what's happening, and we'll make sure that we let people know this, is the 646 number still works. It looks like they have made some... it looks like they've made a change to the entire Blog Talk interface. Even if you call me, it sounds different. So the 646 number works, but inbox people,
you're kind of going in and out a little bit. So I don't know if that's just on my end or if that is happening. Did you hear that as well too, Danielle?
Yeah, it was going in and out as well. So, but I got the gist of what she was saying.
Okay. Well, that's what's important. Definitely thank you for coming on, raising your hand and letting you know. We definitely will be back on Friday night. We're still here. We still want to talk to you guys. We're going to just keep this going just to kind of see, because we're trying to test out everything today. And so tomorrow we will be able to, do some things. So press one to raise your hand. Thank you so much, Danielle. Hold the line for us. And good to hear from you.
Okay.
All right. So press one once you get on the phone lines. Don't forget, you guys, we got Self-Invested coming up. If you have a question, we'll take your question. Why not? I mean, hell, we're here, right? Heck, we're here. Let's go to 3863. 3863, you're live on the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Ms. Blue and Esther, is La Blue calling from Florida.
Hey, La Blue.
Oh, shoot. Am I echoing?
No, we hear you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just got this. You know what, Esther? Oh, my God, what's going on now?
No, we hear you, LaBlue. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. So I was just calling in to see what was going on. I was confused. So
that's okay. No need to be confused. I don't know if it told you the title, but it said test, you know, that we were testing.
Oh, I didn't see that part.
Yeah. So we're just testing some things out just to make sure Blog Talk is undergoing some changes and some upgrades. And, you know, we love upgrading. So we are testing everything out just to make sure sound is clear, making sure things are working, making sure.
You know, the sound.
You said what now, LaBlue?
I said it does sound a little bit better.
Good. That's what we want to hear. And so we really want to test it out because we want to make sure the recording comes out well and, you know, everything is good to go. So that's why we're here testing it out. But thank you so much, LaBlue, for coming on and participating in the test for us and being here. So glad to have you here. Hold the line. Hold the line.
Okay.
All right, you guys, you can go ahead and press one if you have a question. I want to put this out here because we're here and so many of you guys are here. We're glad. Don't forget about self-invested. And if you're interested in becoming self-invested, you know what to do. Email question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue at gmail.com. And I will send you the details. Anybody else? Any other questions? We're testing it out. We definitely thank you guys for being here. Press one just to come on. We'd love to hear your smiling faces, your beautiful voices to come on. Mm-hmm. Somebody just sent me an email. Wow. Miss Blue, a friend of mine's told me about your podcast, and I've been listening ever since. I really enjoy your shows and your insight. I have a lot going on right now, and I'm unsure of what to do in almost every realm of my life. I wanted to write to you and request a personal reading. I would appreciate your help if you can give me some insight. Thank you. Okay, well, that's beautiful. I guess it's somebody listening right now because the email just came in. Well, me and Esther are on the line. You guys can click the button. You can come on over. You can press one because we want to hear you guys talk too to make sure everything is working fine. We see you on the line, so don't be shy. You're here. Just press one. Okay, let's go to 4046. We know who that is. Hey, Erica.
Hey, Miss Blue. Hey, Esther. Hey, Erica. Hey, I can hear everything fine. I did call the other number. But everything sounds clear. Even the music you played sounds very clear.
Oh, good. So are you in the chat room too, Erica? Could you hear fine in the chat room?
Yes, I could hear fine in the chat room.
Good, good. So you said even the music sounds clear. Everything's good and clear.
Yeah, the music is clear. I can hear your voice clearly, and only at one point did it sound distant, but now it sounds fine, sounds clear. I can hear a little bit of an echo, but I think that may be on my end. But yeah, it sounds clear.
Good.
Is the change in the opening, you know, when you first dial the number, is that Is that just on the four number, or is that just a change?
No, it's actually a change on the 646 number too. And even for us, when we call in, now I believe it's a man's voice instead of the woman's voice. And one of the changes is, just so you guys know, we're participating in sort of one of the beta rollouts that Blog Talk is doing for Hi-Fi. So Hi-Fi is more of a stereo kind of sound. And so that's what you're hearing. So I guess, and they're still working out the kinks from what I understand. So it's not 100. Last time we did this, we could hear nothing. So those of you who participated in the test call with me and Esther, you will know that that was the time y'all couldn't hear me at all. Like, it just didn't work. Yes, indeed. Well, thank you so much, Erica, for pressing one and letting us know you can hear it. And you did dial the other number, the four number, starting with area code four. And that was how you got in.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, one more question. Was that area code sent to you in email? How did you get that number, dial that number?
I don't know if it was sent in email. I just saw Blog Talk, you're the only show I'm subscribed to. So I dialed the number that was at the top of the screen.
Oh, so that was at the top. You came over to Blog Talk.
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. That's good stuff. Thank you, Erica. Hold the line.
Okay.
All right, good stuff. We're going to go to 8432. 8432, please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Miss Blue. Hey, Esther.
Greetings. Who's on the line?
This is Nakiva.
Hey, Nakiva. Hi, Nakiva. How are you?
I'm fine. I got a tweet from you, and I said, oh, man, today's Friday.
No, so we're doing a test show.
Okay. I thought I missed like half of the show.
No.
Okay. Miss Boo, I got to email you because I got to talk to you about self-invested. I really, really want to come, but I need to tell you a situation, so I'm going to email you.
Yeah, definitely do that. We would love to have you on self-invested. Yes, email us. Email. Yes, ma'am. Well, good to hear you, Nakiva. Glad that you're getting online. No, we're just doing a test show tonight, but we are certainly testing out everything, and we are so glad that everyone has showed up to help us do this test. So the more of you guys who come on the line and talk, the better for us. So we can be prepared for the show tomorrow. So thank you again. Hold the line.
All right.
Peace and love. All right, you guys. What's good? What's good, Remix family? What's good? Esther, where you at? What you doing?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I mean, I'm still here. I don't think I can really be heard. I'm echoing on my end.
Gosh. See, we got to understand how to fix that. So you are on the call-in number. You didn't do the guest invite, didn't work.
Well, it did, but that sounded even worse. So it worked, but it sounded worse than this. So I'm calling via Google.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So the direct connect.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right. We see you guys on there. The rest of you, press one so you can come on the phone lines and just let us know what you think. We definitely really would appreciate all the feedback we can get while you're listening, because this is how we're going to work everything out for the show tomorrow. So, you know, we would like to know your take if you're on the line. So just press the one button. We kind of got a class in Linux and found out about Blog Talk being hacked earlier. And And apparently right now, I guess we're the only show going live, I guess. I don't know. But So we're just kind of testing some things out, not because of anything Blog Talk had going on, because we want to make sure that everything is good to go since we are participating in the Hi-Fi testing and just to make sure that things are working. Mm-hmm. Because surely you guys can ask us a question. You have us on the line. So, you know, consider yourselves, you know, we're just all here. And it's kind of like a smaller group than it normally is because people, Esther call drop. Hopefully she can call back in. Well, that's going to be a test right there. So we'll see if she'll be able to call back. I don't think she's going to be able to call back in. But... I wonder if I can call her. Now that's a good question because I don't think that feature is on here anymore where I could literally dial out to my host, to my guest. That's a good point. It's something good for me to look at. All right, so y'all are really going to have to talk. I don't want to sit here and talk to myself. So definitely press one. Let us know you're on the phone lines. Hopefully Esther gets to call back in so we can talk to her and we can do that. But if you have a question, certainly press one. So I'm going to go back to 510. Yep, 510.
Hi, Miss Blue. It's Danielle again.
Hi, Danielle.
I don't want you to be alone.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm truly not alone, but I don't want to sit here and just talk to myself. You know, when we're doing the test show. I really would love, and thank you guys so much for helping us out with this. It's really, really cool. I love new things and exploring new things and, you know, anything that we can do to really enhance the show and make it, you know, make it that much more the remix. And it's always a great opportunity. I look for those things. I, you know, literally strive for them. And so that's the reason we wanted to come on tonight. And we said, we're going to come in, kind of test these things out. We want to make sure you guys can be heard. I don't know where Esther went. Hopefully she can get back in, but maybe she can't because technically we're in the after hours. So if you're on the phone lines, then of course it works the same way. But I kind of wanted to work through all of this, kind of test out the sound, you know? So with music.
Well, I guess since I'm on here.
Okay. Go ahead.
I guess how many spirit guides or do the spirit guides have anything to tell me?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sure. Let's look. Currently, right now, the total number of spirit guides you have with you, you have a number of 4 spirit guides with you. And whenever, spirit guides kind of show up and they kind of gather themselves in 4. It really is about making you feel safe and secure. It's about foundation, helping you to get things stable in your foundation and really helping you eliminate fear from out of your life. And so just by the number four showing up, I know that there's been some things going on as far as how you feel safe and secure with either something you're doing or your physical environment. And then the other thing is just helping you remove fears, whether it's fears about moving forward in the future, could be things about relationships and fears you're having, and really just helping you to get centered and grounded with that number four. And they're also excellent for manifesting things into this physical reality. So four spirit guides really help you with manifesting into this physical reality that which you have imagined.
Okay. That makes sense. That definitely makes sense.
Yeah. So how does it make sense? Tell us. Tell us how that makes sense to you.
Well, I guess right now, or at least within the past couple of weeks, that has been a big thing for me in terms of reestablishing my foundation, feeling grounded, and moving forward, and, you know, really trying to do the work and do the things that are really speaking to my higher self and, all of that. So, you know, completing projects and trying to do better finances. I was working on a resume when I called in, so it's like,
well, hey, you have the perfect spirit guides with you to help assist you with that, because they're excellent for helping to manifest things into this physical reality. So you can definitely connect with them and let them know, hey, I'm writing this resume and I need you guys to let me know exactly what I need to put on here, how to get the wording right. You know, I need some assistance here. And they definitely will assist you with that.
Okay.
How cool is that?
Awesome. It's beautiful.
Yes, it is. Well, thank you so much. Hold the line. See, we can do this. We can do this. We can. We got a few minutes. We can do this. Let's go to 3863. 3863, you're live on The Remix. This is a test show with Miss Blue, the Oracle, and Esther. Who's on the line? I think we were here just a second ago. Who's on the line?
This is La Blue again.
Yes, La Blue.
And I checked the email that came out, and mm-hmm. You know how you have different ones that come out, like the full one that have the call-in number and all that stuff in the description and stuff?
Yes.
That's not what I got. I got the other one, like the short kind that didn't really have anything to it.
So can you do me a favor and send me a copy of it so I can see what it looks like at Question for Blue. Can you send it to me?
Okay, I'll try, because I don't know. I haven't tried doing it from my phone, but I will try.
Yeah, see if you can
just forward it to you, forward it back to you, just, or something like that.
Yeah, you can just forward it to me. That I just want to kind of see what it looks like. So I'll know. So we'll kind of have some kind of indication if something's going on. We can kind of let people know so they can take a look at it.
Okay. But I have one question that I was kind of meditating on right before I got the notification. And that was, again, something I don't think about a lot, but it crossed my mind again. And I'm curious to know, how big is my aura?
Well, that's a good question. I can take a look for you. Here's the thing, typically, for certain parts of our energy center, they are different. So when you say your aura in particular, there are so many levels to the aura. When you take a look at the physical body, you know, we got the etheric body, you know, we got all of this. And then we have, you know, we have an array of things that's going on. And what happens, just so you can kind of get a visual, and everyone can get a visual, and we'll just take a look at the seven chakras in the body, and starting with the crown chakra and going all the way down to the root chakra. And for those of you who don't know, these are the energy centers inside the body, and they have a front side, a back side. And think of it this way, your front side of your body. So if you're looking at your chest from your third eye, your chest and everything going all the way down, chakras two through six, they have a back side as well. So on the base of your spine and in the back, on your back, you have those energy centers there. So you have a front side and you have the back side. I like to call them your front side, your chakras, or your energy center, and the back side, sort of kind of like the dark side, right? And these energy centers propel themselves out. It's almost as if you're standing up and you just take your hand and you put one in front of you with your palm out and one behind you. So they're shooting out, chakras two through six. They're going out. Now,
okay.
Based upon your thoughts, based upon the food you take in on your body. By the way, this is something we'll be talking about a little bit and touching on the show tomorrow night too. I'll be talking a little bit about this too. But based on information, things that we take in and things that are happening inside of our physical body, this energy, these spinning wheels of light, they generate energy out of these energy centers and they propel themselves outward. Now, we have parts of our aura that literally connect us to our solar system and our galaxy. So when you say, wow, how big is my aura? That can be a very big question. And then we have some, like I'm looking at you right now and I'm taking a look at your root chakra, which is the strongest energy center I see on you. And your root chakra is literally almost about 6 to 7 blocks long, city blocks.
Wow.
So let me tell you what
I really have a lot of problems with. Oh, okay.
Well, let me tell you why this is so strong for you. There may be things that you're worried about, but one of the things you're not worried about is where you live. You're not worried as much about your safety, and you're not worried about food. You're not worried about money, because I see this flow of things coming in and out. Now, it may not be exactly where you want it to be, but you know that these things have been consistent for you and definitely consistent in the last 6 months to a year, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this is why your root chakra is so strong. Now, the part where I see that there are leaks coming out, I see some leaks, spillage coming out the back of your heart chakra. That's not as open as it needs to be. And also your third eye, because see, the back of the third eye is where we receive information in. So contrary to popular belief, when we talk about being grounded, it is not always connected to your root chakra. What ungrounds you is your upper chakras more than it is your lower chakras.
And that's what it feels like, you know, that floaty type feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been having some kind of weird sensation in my crown. And I know I had maybe some blockage going on because that's what it felt like with my third eye. So I was trying to figure that out.
Well, in the back, I can see that because this is where you're taking in. One of the things I want you to do is limit the information you're receiving in. Limit the things that you expose yourself to. Because see, this is the back of the third eye is where we receive information from those around us. Things like televisions, books that we read, maybe lectures we listen to, things that we see while we're walking down the street. maybe picking up telepathic energies in the atmosphere, picking up frequencies from other spirits and thoughts around us, and also where we receive cosmic insight. All of this comes in through the third eye, the back of the third eye. We receive it. And there I see that that is wide open and you're just taking in all of this stuff, but yet it is, you're taking it in without some sort of process of how to understand it, and it's not being filtered in for you. So this is where the heart comes into the place. Mm-hmm. No, go ahead.
Because I told, like, the visions I was having while I was trying to go to sleep and stuff. And I remember a recent show when you said to just tell everything to stop. And I was like,
yes,
just stop it. Just too much. Just, and mm-hmm. that kind of stopped.
You.
But this other stuff that you're telling me, I'm like, yeah, I had no idea, you know.
So, mm-hmm. So here's a simple thing you can do. You can take the palm of your hand and you can place it on the back right there where that little like noggin is on the back. That's where your third eye is, where the little knot is just below the crown of your head right there. Put your hand there. And what you want to do is tune yourself by saying your name. So you would put your hand there and you would close your eyes. And the reason you want to close your eyes is because you want to disconnect from your brain and your mind. And you say your name, La Blue. And this is how you will start to tune yourself, your body, your frequency, close up that energy center. So it's open enough that you can receive information, but that information is coming in so that it is for your highest good. And you would just repeat your name over and over and over again.
Ooh. Thank you. Because I was trying to figure out how I was going to,
So you can tune yourself that way. Mm-hmm. It's like a tuning fork, but you're using your own internal vibration, your internal landscape to do that.
Okay. I'm going to get on that ASAP.
Perfect. Okay, all right. Well, hold the line.
I'm gonna work on getting that screenshot or whatever. How you get that?
Yeah, if you can send it to me, that would be very, very helpful. We would be able to take a look at that. So good stuff. Thank you. Hold the line. Peace and love. Mm-hmm. All right, you guys. Any more questions? Y'all good to go? I don't think Esther could make it back in, or she may be in the chat room. But you can't make it back in because we're in the after hours. We just wanted to test the show. I'm going to go ahead and get ready to close out. Want to see you guys back here live in the remix Friday night. Of course, you know the time. Friday night's going to be at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we'll see you guys there. So peace and love. And thank each and every one of you for coming out and helping us test this so that we can see what's really going on. And we'll see you guys tomorrow. Peace and love.